own your mess. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. Those three words, you know which ones I'm talking about. Those words that when said transport you straight back to the first time you heard them whispered in your direction. Yep, you guessed it. I'm talking about when someone you care about makes the blissful confession, you were right. Now, I don't consider myself a competitive person by any means, but there's something about hearing those words that has a way of granting me an immense satisfaction. As much as I love to hear those words, I can't say that I feel the same way about saying them, or better yet, admitting that a great failure or disappointment occurred as a result of my actions. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us, God has given us everything we need for a godly life. And in Romans 3:23 it says, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. At first, these scriptures seem contradictory, but if you've been Christian longer than a week, you know how beautifully true both of these are. As a Christ follower, your sin nature is not a good enough excuse for poor behavior. In fact, you've been washed clean and given everything you need for a godly life. So if you're resting on, we all fall short, to be your one-sided resolution when you do someone wrong, I submit that you're maybe neglecting to embrace the fullness of the gospel. The fullness of the gospel is about reconciliation. Making things right in every situation possible is biblical. In order to own up to the mess Romans 3:23 says you will inevitably make, you need what God has given you for a godly life, the Holy Spirit, to help you. You see, we all fall short was never meant to be a cop-out to avoid owning up to our mistakes. On the contrary, it's the fact that Christ showed us grace by giving his life for us, even while we were still dead in our trespasses, that launches Spirit-led believers into the freedom and empowerment to admit when we're wrong. Apologizing is hard. Depending on the situation, sometimes you just don't know what's waiting on the other side of it. However, if you're apologizing and owning up to make peace and work towards reconciliation, it's always worth the risk. Aren't you glad Jesus thought reconciliation was worth the risk? I will also submit to you that you're not responsible for the reactions of others and anything else that may be waiting on the other side of your obedience. You're only accountable for being obedient. Looking back, I can't say there was a time I've regretted owning up to a mistake. Moving slightly into a new territory of leading teams at work, I've now had to learn to make a practice of owning up to the mistakes of my own team. I'm grateful for the practice I've had of owning up to my own messes because it taught me to show a love that covers and apologize for mistakes that aren't necessarily my fault. The desire I have for trust within my team needs to be greater than my pride every time. Go the extra mile. Think of the last time you unquestionably wronged someone. How did you reconcile the situation? If there are any broken pieces that need to be put back together, ask the Holy Spirit to help you and show you how. If you're a leader, are you quick to cover or call out your team? How might you be able to show a love that covers a multitude of sins to your team today?